doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Shin Nun Dalid, and we are discussing stinginess. And we had discussed two types of stinginess. We discussed a person who says, I can't spend money because I'm always worried I might not have enough. We had discussed a type of person who's just stingy, not because he's worried he won't have enough, but he's got this illness in his thought. He always wants more, 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 more. So now we're up to a third type of stinginess. Adam shuhef nafsho yoter mimamono. Ve'eran nafsho tov ba'amalo. You have a person who he likes himself more than he likes his money. So that's not the illness we had with the first guy. The first example was a guy who's stingy because money is more precious to him than his own life. So he won't spend on a dentist. He won't spend on basic medical needs. He won't spend on his basic needs. That was the first type. This is a guy who's healthy in that sense. He likes life more than money. And he's actually indulged in what's necessary. B'samechbo. And he's happy because he's living a moderate life in that sense. But you know where he's stingy? He's stingy with regards to other people. Lo yiten mi lachmo ladal. He's eating and there's someone else there. He won't give anyone else of what he's eating. V'yem kametz mod. He's very stingy that way. And even when he has situations where he has opportunity to give, the only thing he'll give is that which is leftovers, what he doesn't want. You know, whatever is leftovers, he's using a metaphoric term. He says, the meat that you pick out with a toothpick from your teeth, that's what he's willing to give others. So he doesn't mean it literally. He means that's the idea. So after he's full, if there's leftovers, he's willing to give others. You'd be surprised. That's most people. How many people do you know that they buy something delicious and they want to serve it when the guests are there? How many people say, let's save that for the meal when it's only us? That's most people. Most people are happy to serve the guests. But the really, if you have a really special something, you save it. So you could say, hey, that's normal. I got to fend for myself, maybe. But maybe it's a type of stinginess. You should know that women are much better at this than men.
Being stingy?
No, at giving. A woman will very often give, even though it's at her own expense. Be it to her husband, be it to her children. Very often, and that's what the prophet says, God says, I will fling the dung on your faces. And the Gemara says, the Gemara is talking about people who are not investing their time in learning Torah. Every day is a holiday. Every day they're having steak and they're having great meals and they're not giving the poor. So that's an example of this. I had numerous times where I was rejected by girls, but one time I stands out in my mind. I was invited to an event of a cousin of mine, and his wife's family was there. I didn't know them. And the event was a simple event. It was a chalakah. They were cutting his 3-year-old son. They were giving him his first haircut. Chalakah, they call it. Upsharon. So they were giving the 3-year-old his first haircut, and there's my side of the family, all the cousins I know, and this cousin, and his wife's side of the family, who I never met. And as we're about to start the chalakah, it's at the Kotel, 10, 15 people come and say, can I have some food? Now, we weren't a big group, so they had brought enough ragalach, enough breakfast. I mean, the breakfast was a bunch of ragalach for the group, 30 people. Another 15 people meant there wasn't going to be enough for us. And I saw her side of the family. All once, they all grab the food and they go to the poor and they say, sure, come, have some. And when I saw that, I said, huh? We haven't yet done the chalakah. The guests haven't yet eaten. And the whole family right away went and offered it to them. So I looked and I saw she had a sister, my cousin's wife. And I said, that's the midos I'm looking for. And she turned me down and she wouldn't even go out on a date with me. Okay. So I remember it because...
Are you going to do that?
What do you mean?
The guests are expecting food.
That's a good question. That's a good question, sir. Maybe they knew they could supplement elsewhere. Maybe they figured people already ate. I'm saying at the end of the day, the thought that you see a whole family, they see the poor and they say, sure, come eat. That's not what we usually see. Our usual thought is, okay, this is special leave for my guests. This, here, you can have some of that. Or I'll give you a little bit of each thing. Okay, that's a type of stinginess. Do I really need the ragalach? Is it really going to harm me? I'd like to have the ragalach. So he's talking about a trait that I think the average person has to work on. You know, where most of us are still there. So he says, okay, this isn't the first two types of people. But this is a third type of stinginess that every person has to think about. And we'll pick up here, Bezachem, after supper and over.